भारत सरकार के नियमों के अनुसार 700 से अधिक उत्पाद जैसे ज्वेलरी, टॉयज, हेलमेट, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स इत्यादि ऐसे हैं जिनके निर्माण, आयात या सेल के लिए BIS मानक चिन्ह आवश्यक है। एक जागरूक ग्राहक बनिए, किसी भी प्रोडक्ट को खरीदते वक्त उस पर BIS मानक चिन्ह जरूर देखें और उस प्रोडक्ट की प्रामाणिकता जांचने के लिए आज ही डाउनलोड करें BIS केयर ऐप।
What could you expect from a nasty mom, you might think? Mean comments, sarcastic humor, dark jokes perhaps? Well, no need to answer that because, I mean, really, I probably don't even care. Being a single mom in the city to a willful 7-year-old has given me the best perspective of life so far. Really, like, you're never able to eat candy alone, right? Your kid catches it, the slightest sound of the wrapper, and she's up and about. She knows I'm eating candy. To being told what kind of a mother goes on dates leaving the child at home. I mean, as long as you're working and sitting at home and looking after your child, all's well, right? But the minute you go on a date, you become a bad mother. I have a roster of such cliches that I deal with on a daily basis. Join me as I navigate life with a daughter, a hamster, a cat, and my stay-at-home help, Lipsy, without whom I would not be able to live my life. I promise you conversations that are absolute nuts, okay? But they'll be insightful, they'll be fun. Join me, Jasleen Kaur Gupta, only on One Nasty Mom. Who says I'm all that nasty, huh? In this podcast, I want to talk about a very important topic that's been kind of playing in my head. Where are all the men? Like, literally, don't get me wrong. I'm all for feminism, equality, more power in gender roles, and I'm completely against chauvinism and toxic patriarchy. However, in my view, it's the bending and altering of this very understanding that is making women more masculine and men more feminine in a way that is changing our core essence, the very essence that was created by the universe. And it was meant to be celebrated, not discarded like some random pair of shoes, you know. What we wanted to look for wasn't equality, but equal space to celebrate our freedom and enjoy our gender roles that in some part are, of course, biology, and in some part they are social conditioning, they are psychological conditioning, I'm not denying that. A simple thing is, no matter how many paternity leaves we introduce, it is the mother that has borne the bodily and emotional changes like nobody else can. She is the primary caregiver, she is the feeder, she is the unit that needs to be bonded with the child. And equality, can it really therefore decide that both the mother and father should get the same treatment? I don't think so. What she needs is rest and plenty of care. A provider who brings home the money so she doesn't have to worry about that. Whatever it is that she may want with the baby, the best doctors, the best, I don't know, diapers, he's able to provide that. She needs a strong support system to lay her head on at the end of the day on a strong shoulder. She doesn't want another version of her. There is one mother there. We don't need to create mothers out of the fathers too. We are trying to take men and create similar versions of women. Sensitive, homely, be in the kitchen, clean the house, make tea. The, you know, those versions that we grew up with or our parents grew up with, those stereotypical versions, we're trying to put that on the men as much as we can. And while these are life skills, again, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I think everybody should know this because this is a primary life skill. It is shameful if you don't know how to fix yourself a meal. That's a different topic. But is there really a problem if a woman makes lunch while the man takes the car to the service station? Only because maybe he knows more about the car, if at all, right? And again, I do both. I cook in the kitchen and I take my car to the service station because there is nobody else to. But it is about the pressure that we put on people to do so, and then we glorify when somebody goes against this instinct, right? You glorify this. Now, I go to the garage and sit with my car, not because I want to, but because I have to, because there is no man in my life who will do it for me. Would I rather just stay at home and cook and watch TV? Hell yes. So don't, I'm just saying, don't put those gender roles and pressurize either of the sexes. A woman needs to be independent and earn her money. But she can be independent and still be soft She can still sit around watching Netflix and expect her man to get the toolbox out as he does a little bit of fixing in the house. And then, as just a gesture of love, fix a masala chai for him, for instance. And why do we think one job is more belittling than the other? It is finally us as a society, maybe as women, sometimes decide that, hey, making chai is the most subservient job. Is it really? Is being in the kitchen subservient? I don't think so. I am not that great with tools, but I'm great at making chai, so I want to do it. It has nothing to do with gender. Cooking is something I also learned much later in life. So I had equal opportunity to learn tools and I had equal opportunity to learn making food. But I just love eating food, so I veered towards cooking more. If perhaps I did a lot more fixing around the house, I would. I'm very hands-on with a lot of things, but it's not my first preference. So why would you make me feel bad? Like tomorrow, if somebody sees me in the kitchen and like the guy is doing this and you're making him tea, I see a lot of women sort of, you know, looking down upon that. And that I don't think is right. Why is the image of woman making chai belittling? And if you see a guy in the kitchen, then you're like, wow, this is so empowering. And maybe, imagine both of them want to do the exact opposite. But because it is not glorified, they don't, right? I don't know about you ladies, but I miss a good old flirt. I miss a genuine, you know, a guy genuinely checking me out. I miss a sexy comment here and there, you know, at the workplace or at a bar, when it's done well. No, I'm not into creeps. But in the bid to be woke, you know, the sexiness is dead. Men have forgotten how to compliment a woman. Men are so afraid of saying something wrong, of doing something wrong, of looking at you, you know, perhaps 5 seconds longer. And they don't want to be called out for that because it's the worst place to be in. It's a very unforgiving place to be in. I know I will be trolled for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. That consent before every move is really not sexy. And I'm not saying this with a complete stranger. I'm not saying meet somebody on the first date and then do what you want. I'm talking about people who have an existing equation of some kind. I mean, imagine this scenario, right? A guy goes, baby, can I push you against the wall? Can I be rough with you? Can I touch you there? And I'm like, yeah, let's just fill this questionnaire out before we act and maybe take printouts and stick it around the room. It is just, I mean, where is you killing the art of lovemaking by overplaying consent? Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there should be rape culture and that go and do what you want. Absolutely not. Consent is paramount. But I literally saw this Netflix series the other day, and this is what they were normalizing. The guy literally went, can I kiss you? Can I touch you? Can I touch you there? Is this okay? And I was like, dude, like this is so tiring, and it's the killing of sexuality. Because if I wanted to communicate this, there are many ways of doing this verbally and non-verbally. Like, yeah, I like it, baby. Oh, can you do more of this? Or whatever. There are tons of ways. But having this constant interrogation and question and answer session is not my favorite, I'll be honest. But again, I rant and I like to focus more on solutions and not the problem. So that's why I have a couple of thoughts on how this should be. And like always, I like to number my thoughts. So thought number one is that it is okay to let some gender roles be. It does not bring you down. Primarily, gender roles were not meant to show somebody up and show somebody down. They're just gender roles, right? They were just... it's okay if the man and the woman in any said relationship, father, daughter, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, are okay with it. Let the gender roles be. Don't judge. Let the woman be feminine and soft and nurturing, and let the man be the provider, the caregiver, in some very basic things. You'll see it just brings you joy. Like him giving you a jacket when you're cold, you making adrak wali chai, him pulling you to, you know, the inside of the road. A lot of guys do that don't walk outside, there are cars. and he'll walk on the outside. That's such a lovely gesture. And here, even if everywhere you just keep screaming equality, even that's going to be taken away, I'm telling you. And you will not know how to care for each other if these little gestures weren't there. They're just sweet. It's a sweet love language. Like when I go home, I love that my mom makes me some of my favorite dishes, and then my dad will sit, pour us a drink, and ask me how is work and work-related questions. That doesn't mean my mom is meant for the kitchen. That doesn't mean my mother is not interested in my work. That doesn't mean my mom knows anything less about my work or about what's happening in the world or about my dad's finances or anything like that. He will pour her a drink too. It is just that excitement is there, that's something I look forward to. And when she still, after how many years is this? After I think about 41 years, she still waits that he takes the first bite of whatever she's cooked, and then she waits for his reaction. I think that's priceless. That is absolutely priceless. And I'm sorry, you cannot do that with Swiggy delivery now, can you? I am not saying all women must cook when they hate it. And I'm just saying that don't make the boys cook when that is not something they want either. You know, just because it makes you feel empowered and it makes him feel like a sensitive bloke. Stop pushing, even pushing the opposite gender roles is pushing gender roles. And we need to understand that. Thought number two, equality is not about being exactly the same. We are not trying to make a one gender society. If anything, it's completely the opposite. So what is the obsession with equality? What is equality? To me, if my guy comes home tired and has had a bad day at work, I have no shame and embarrassment in pressing his legs, giving him a shoulder rub. But if a guy wakes up every night to say, turn off the light, or in the morning to let the dog walker pick up the dog for his morning walk, then karna to usko banta hai na. Like, nobody has appreciation for that. But kyun? I now see women saying no to a lot of things because they want to come across as independent and strong, while a guy tolerates a lot to look more sensitive and woke. But what happened to partnerships? What happened to helping each other? What happened to being a team? In a team, everybody doesn't put in 50-50% all the time. The loads are unfair sometimes. Sometimes one picks up 90%. Sometimes one picks up 70%. But you know what? The next week, when you feel down and out, when you feel, you know, tired or just gassed out, the other person will pick the load. So stop making everything equal. Equality is not always good. The load will always be up and down and imbalanced, but we don't count those things. When you're in a loving relationship with your friends, with your partner, with your family, whoever it may be, any kind of gender equation that you have, it will never be 50-50. Why expect it to be that? Enjoy the differences, celebrate it, and pick up the load. And the samne wala will do the same for you. I've never seen anybody that you've done so much for, and that on the day you need that person, the person's going to be a jerk to you. That literally almost never happens, right? They will remember what you did for them, and they will show up for you when you need it. So just have faith in that partnership and have faith in yourself and your relationships. Anyway, coming back to my thought number three. Do what is needed of you in a given situation, not what looks cool and woke. Ek to this pressure, na? This pressure of saying the right thing, this pressure of mincing words, this pressure of looking good on Instagram is just killing us slowly. I understand there is a fine line between instincts and social conditioning. I also constantly fight that battle ki ye mera sach mein instinct hai? Do I actually want to go and do this XYZ thing because my mother taught me this, or am I doing it because I like it? And it's a constant battle. But there are different people and personalities, and that you don't need to fight who you really are. Like, some of my girlfriends are so nurturing and motherly, while some of them, I mean us, are complete brats. Some are the ones are the kind that will, you know, hold your hair back when you're throwing up. And then there's me, who will take pictures of you when you're throwing up. And then there are some awesome guy friends who, when you're all drunk and out, will go in the kitchen and fix you a Maggi or an omelette or some yummy bacon. And then there are others who will run 10 miles from the kitchen and say, send me 10 times to get booze, yaar, paan I'll get, I'll go niche, I'll call the Swiggy delivery, but don't make me go to the kitchen. And that is fine too. So think of gender roles also with the people around you and in the circumstance that you are in. And we will all play different parts because that's a part of our personality also. And I really vote for this. I'm saying bring back the ladies, bring back the gents, bring back the men as they were. I miss them. The world misses them. Let's be happy in celebrating our differences and not on becoming carbon copies of each other. We are not equal. We were not meant to be equal. Otherwise, we would be a unigender. Let's celebrate our differences. Pick up the load for each other. Let's begin a beautiful partnership and not just be stuck on these, on trying to turn our men into women, genuinely. Until next time, see you on the other side.